Dayton Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. We welcome you to game number two of our doubleheader as the Dayton Flyers will take on the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. The Jackrabbits win the first game 8-5.
Playing right field, number 24, Hale Frost.
Okay, they South Dakota State had 8 runs, 5 hits, and an error. Dayton, 5 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. The winning pitcher was McKay, and the loser was Peguero. So, we'll be right back with the starters right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Number 8,
back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the starting lineup goes like this for the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. Reese Anderson will lead off, play center field. Carter Sintek will play shortstop, batting second. Batting third, the DH, Dawson Perry. Batting fourth in right field, Cale Frost. Batting fifth and at first base, Luke Lusky. Batting fourth, at second, it'll be Cade Stuff. Batting seventh, Jess Bellows in left field. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bryce Ronkin. And batting ninth, the catcher, Dagan Schramm.
From Manahawkin, New Jersey, number 16, Nolan Watson.
So here's the lineups for the Flyers. It'll be Ivan Arias at second base, Carlos Castillo at second, or at short, Mason Dovey at third, David Mendez in left, David Pedano in center, Nolan Watson behind the plate, Eddie Yaman the fourth will be at first base, Michael Adair will be the DH, and Paxton Tomaney will be the right fielder. So they're announcing the starters now.
Number 34, Michael Adair.
On the mound for the Flyers will be Connor Fennell. He's a freshman. He's making his second start, third appearance. He's 1-0 on the year. He's pitched 9 innings, given up 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, walked 2, struck out 9. He's got a 4.0 ERA.
Number 18, Connor Fennell.
So the Flyers have taken the mound, are taking the field for the second game. They're losing the first game 8-5. So we'll see if the Flyers can bounce back. Uh, writing down the starters here. So, Fennell on the mound for the Flyers. And Luke, or, let's see, where's he here? Connor is a freshman, a 6'2" freshman from Londonderry, New Hampshire. So he gets the task of giving the Flyers a comeback here in game number two. And he will face Reese Anderson, Carter Sintek, and Dawson Perry in this first inning. So here we go, and stepping to the plate will be Reese Anderson, batting .450 with a home run and three runs batted in. Anderson in that first game was 2 for 5.
Number 18, Reese Anderson.
So Fennell winds and delivers the first pitch in a pop-up right side. Yaman calling for it. And drops it. Throws it to second. And did they get him? No, they did not get him. That's going to be an error on Eddie. That is not the way to start. That was a can of corn. And he just dropped the can of corn. That'll bring up Carter Sintek. Sintek now batting .298 with two home runs and eight runs batted in. He was 3 for 5 in that first game. Pitches inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Takes the next pitch in there for a called strike. Here's the pitch inside. Two balls and a strike to Carter Sintek. Runner at second base. Fennell sets and delivers. Line drive out towards Padano in center field. He's right there, has it, and there's one down. That'll bring up Dawson Perry. Perry batting .396 with six home runs, 16 runs batted in.
Number 33.
Perry was
Dawson
1 for 4 Perry in the first game. Sintek had two RBIs. Here's a pitch. This is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The count to Perry. Fennell delivers. In there for a called strike one. Steve Miller is behind the plate for the umpiring crew. Steve Miller behind the plate. Dorsey Hager at first. Bryce McCullough at third, or in the bases. Here's the pitch. Line drive well hit out towards left, but foul. Defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez, Padano, and Tomaney the outfield from left to right. Watson behind the plate, Fennell on the mound. Fennell checking back at second base a couple of times. Here's a foul back over our heads. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. Another foul. Count stays 1-2. Thank you. Pinnell's checking back at second base. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, right, left side. Mendez going over, but he's going to run out of room. Count stays one ball, two strikes to Dawson Perry. One down here in the first inning. Pop up, back out of play, coming right over on top of us. Just over there, just over our heads. Pinnell sets and fires the 1-2. Just misses a little high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Line drive, well hit out towards Mendez. Over his head and hits the wall. Here comes Anderson around to score. And did they get him at second? Yes, they did. They got him at second. So a single. It'll be a single for Perry. And he's out.
Now batting, number 24.
He'll be out 7-4. So that'll bring up Cale Frost. Frost now batting 397 with 7 home runs and 22 runs batted in. He had a 3-run homer in that first game. It's 1-for-3 in that game. Scored twice. First pitch is in there. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two. Here's a pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the first. They get a run on no hits. It was an error. Runner left on, or nobody left on, at the end of a half inning. It's Jackrabbits 1. Flyers coming up back after this. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Sam Schlecht is on the mound for the Jackrabbits. He's making his sixth appearance, his first start. He's pitched six innings, given up seven hits, nine runs, seven earned, walked nine, struck out four, has a 10.50 ERA. He will face Ivan Arias. Takes first pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Arias batting 273 with a home run, eight runs batted in. Ivan was 0-for-3 in that first game. Here's the windup and a pitch. Misses for a ball. Schlecht is his name. the pitcher. There's a windup and a 2-0 pitch by Schlecht. In there for called strike one. Here's the windup and a pitch. Down low for ball three, 3-1. Schlecht gets the sign. Now he delivers the 3-1 pitch. Outside ball four. So the leadoff hitter is on, and that'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Carlos batting .448 with two home runs, nine runs batted. Jack one out in the first game. Carlos was 1-for-3 with an RBI. So Carlos will stand in. Ivan Arias at first. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ivan is 2-for-2 on stolen base attempts this year. Here's a stretch by Schlecht. And the pitch. In there for a cold strike. One ball, one strike. On deck, Mason Dobie. Schlecht delivers. Down low and dirt. Ball gets away. Arias goes to second. They got him. 2-4 on the putout. One down. 2-1 to count. Coming to the plate. Well, Castillo is still at the plate. 2-2 the count. Schlecht rocks and fires and swing and a miss, strike three. Or foul tip. Two balls and two strikes with one down here in the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 is our score. South Dakota State leads it. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ground ball over the head of the pitcher to the second baseman. Picks it up, fires it. Not in time. Base hit. Carlos Castillo. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie batting .222 with a home with no home runs, no and four runs batted in.
Mason Dobie.
W will stand in batting left-handed with runner at first base in Carlos Castillo. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Schramm almost thought he didn't have it. Mendez on deck. There's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Over to first base. Castillo back safely. Here's the stretch by Schlecht and the pitch. Misses outside and Schramm couldn't find it and Castillo just stayed put. Select a junior from Maple Grove, Minnesota, 6'6". Big target out there. There's the pitch. Inside ball gets away from Schramm. Going to second is Castillo, and now he's going to go to third. And he's going to go head first into third on wild pitch. So now it's three balls and no strikes to Dobie with Castillo standing over at third base. Dobie stands back in as Schlecht gets the sign and fires the 3-0. in there for a called strike. Dobie standing back in. Now he's Schlecht sets and delivers down low, ball four. So the second walk issued by Schlecht, and that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez batting 450 with a home run, five runs batted in.
David Mendez
was 1-for-4 in that first game. Had a walk and two strikeouts. 1-0 is our score with a tying run standing over at third base. Mendez standing back in. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Schlecht making his first start of the year. Here's a set. And he delivers outside for ball two, 2-0. No balls, two balls, no strikes. One down here in the bottom of the first inning in game number two. Dobie dives back into second. Castillo at third, Dobie at first. Mendez will step back into the plate. Schlecht sets, checks the runners. Now he throws over to first again. Dobie has yet to steal a base this year. Here's a stretch, and the 2-0 pitch once again. This is low down, ball three, 3-0. Maybe he's a little nervous being a starter since he's had five relief appearances. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. Got the inside corner on the inside quarter of the plate. 3-1 to count. Flyer basketball tonight, 7 o'clock, as they take on VCU over at the arena just across the parking lot from us. Here's a stretch and the 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four, bases are loaded.
Now batting, number 9, Davi Padano.
Schlecht, like I said, he's a junior making his first start of the year. Maybe it might be a tad bit nervous. So bases loaded with one down, and David Padano will step to the plate. David, in that first game, I think he jacked a home run. Yeah, he did. In his first home run of the year. There's the stretch and the pitch. Up high for a ball. Padano hit his first home run of the year. As we're going to have a visit to the mound by Coach Fay. The pitching coach for the Jackrabbits. One ball, no strikes to count. One down with the bases loaded. Back at it again on Sunday afternoon at noon. First pitch will be on the air at 11:30 with game one of our doubleheader. Might be a little bit cooler out there than it is right now, unfortunately. So the coach will head back to the third base dugout. Castillo at third, Dobie at second, and Mendez at first. Padano at the plate, step back in with a 1-0 count. Schlecht delivers. Down low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls and no strikes. The count to David Padano. Takes that one in there for a called strike one. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bases loaded. Dayton threatening big time. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Tonight's Flyer basketball game will be the final one of the year. Then you got, here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So one down, or two down, that'll bring up Nolan Watson.
Now batting. Number 16,
Watson was 0 for 3 Nolan in that first game.
Watson.
He's now batting 200 with a home run and four runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. Schleck going from the line, from the windup now. No, he's not. He's going from the stretch. Nope, windup. I'm sorry. Here's the pitch. The way he was standing on the mound looked like he was going from the stretch. Two and oh the count to Nolan Watson, Eddie Yaman on deck. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play, 2-1. There is action down in the South Dakota State bullpen. Guy still got his warm-up jacket on, so he's not, can't tell who it is. It's a right-hander. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Two balls and two strikes to count. Deuce is wild on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runners at every base. Schleck kicks and fires a 2-2. Outside ball three. No place to put him. Here's the windup and the pitch by Schleck. Ground ball, third base side. Third baseman's going to pick it up. Fire over to first. Got him. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the first. No runs on no hits. There were no errors. Oh, I take that back. There was one hit. There was one hit. No runs, a hit. No errors, three runners left. And at the end of one inning of play, it's South Dakota State 1, Dayton nothing.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. 1-0 is our score as we move to the bottom half of the, or top half of the second inning. Vanell back out for his second inning of work. He will face Lusky, Stuff, and Bellows.
Leading off for the deck,
Lusky batting 258.
Luke Lusky.
He's got two homers and seven runs batted in. Lusky was 2 for 4 in that first game. Here's a pitch. Misses high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Lusky jacked a home run. His second of the year in the first game. Here's a pop-up out towards Tomani and right. Underneath it, has it. One up, one down. They'll bring up Cade Stuff. Stuff was 1-for-4 in that first game.
Now batting number 4, Cade Stuff.
He's now batting 292. Two home runs, 5 runs batted in. Left-hander standing in. Here's the pitch. Check swing, goes around. Stuff, a senior from Great Falls, Montana. Here's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Just misses at the knees. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. Two balls and a strike to count to Stuff. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards Tomani and right, going over to right center. No, Padano is going to call him off, and there's two down. They bring up Jess Bellows. Bellows jacked his first home run of the year. Bellows batting 400 with a home run, 8 runs batted in. He was 1-for-3 with that home run. Here's the windup and a pitch. In there for a called strike. So maybe Fennell has settled down after that first inning. Here's the windup and a pitch. Fly ball hit out towards Padano in center. Left center field has it, and that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Jackrabbits 1, Flyers nothing. Back after this timeout. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. We move to the bottom of the second inning. It will be the bottom of the order. Yaman, Adair, and Tomani do up for the Flyers here in the bottom of the second inning. Trailing 1-0. That was an unearned run, by the way, that was given up by Fennell. So leading it off will be Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Yaman in that first game was 0-for-4 with an RBI. He walked with the bases loaded. Schlecht will deliver to the first pitch, and it's in there for a called strike on the outside corner for a called strike one. Yaman batting 196 with 2 homers and 10 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that plunks him right on the backside. So one up, or runner on at first base. That's got to hurt on a day like today, too. Or any time. That'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair batting 154. And he has 1 home run and 2 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. And that hits him right on the right knee. So two pitches and two hit to batters. They'll bring up Paxton Tomani. Paxton batting 257 with a home run, 4 runs batted in. Paxton was 0 for 2 in that first game. Schleck sets and delivers. In there for a called strike one. Ivan Arias on deck. Here's the pitch. Inside, did that hit him? No. Ball and a strike, though. Runners at first and second, they both are hit by pitches. Yaman at second, Adair at first. Time called as the ball gets away from the bullpen. Looks like you got number 34, Brady Hawkins, warming back up. He pitched in the first game. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away. Throw down to third, and they overrun the bag. Yaman overruns the bag. Gets thrown out 2-5. He had too much speed there, and he just slid on. He just slid. That just went right past the bag. Their baseman, Ronkin, just tagged him. Next pitch is a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes with one down here in the bottom of the second inning. Rain's starting to fall, it looks like, again. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. 3-2 the count. Now there's just a runner at second, or a runner at first in Adair. Schleck looks over at first. Now he sets and delivers. Pop up left side. And that's going to get out of play. 3 balls and 2 strikes with one down. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 down here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball 4. Tomani is on with a walk. So that is the 1-2.
Now batting.
Third walk
five,
issued
Ivan
by
Arias.
Sam Schlecht. They'll send Arias to the line, up to the plate. He walked his first time up. Ivan, a sophomore. Here's the first pitch to him. In there for a called strike. Ivan is from a 5'9 sophomore from Boston, Massachusetts. He transferred in from Vanderbilt in the portal. Here's the stretch by Schlecht. He looks back at second and fires. Misses low down. Low, ball 1-1. Select sets, looks back at second. Now he fires. And that hits him. So the bases are now loaded. Adair goes to third. Tomani to second. Arias is at first.
Number 8, Carlos Castillo.
That'll bring up Carlos Castillo, who singled his only time up. He only hit the Flyers half. And I do believe that is it for Schlecht. Yep, that is it for him. So we're going to take a break. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz, to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Brady Hawkins is onto the mound for the Jackrabbits. He pitched that first game. Pitched in the first game, won a third of an inning. He only had two pitches. So Hawkins will be on the mound, and going to the plate will be Carlos Castillo. Castillo with the bases loaded now and one down, a chance to get some runs for the Flyers. There's a pitch in there for a called strike one. Castillo, right-hander. From Hialeah, Florida. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Once again, Hawkins going to the stretch. And he delivers. Ground ball third base side, foul. Adair had to get out of the way. On deck is Mason Dobie. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Pop up right side. Infield fly rule is in effect. First baseman has it. There's two down. Let him bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie walked his first time up.
Here you go, Brad.
Now batting number two, Mason Dobie.
So third baseman will stand in. Trying to hope to capitalize on this. Here's the pitch. Down low and in the dirt. Schramm blocks it and nobody going anywhere. Dobie standing back in. One ball, no strikes to count. Time called by Dobie. Dimensions here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. 330 down the lines. 375 to the alleys in right and left center field. 400 to dead center. Here's the pitch. Down low. Ball two. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes, two down to Dobie. The base is loaded. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. Line drive, base hit out towards left, right. Here comes one run in to score. Here comes, they're going to hold him at third. Smart move. Adair scores. Tomani stops at second, or third. Arias is at second, and Dobie is at first with an RBI single. So, we're tied at one apiece.
Now batting, number 30,
So that'll bring up David Mendez to the plate. Mendez walked his first time up, loaded the bases in the first inning. Hawkins delivers. And the dirt, nice save by Schramm. That kid's going to be bruised like crazy tonight. One is our score. Flyers got one here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch by Hawkins. Just misses outside for a ball. 2-0. Yeah, the umpires, they have all everybody has a different way of calling strikes and balls. And here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Some guys are slow. Some guys are right out on it. Some guys are very quickly when it comes to that. Some don't do anything. Two balls, one strike with two out here in the bottom of the second. Bases loaded. Another ball down low, 3-1. Jackrabbits winning game number one, 8-5. Snapping the Flyers' three-game winning streak. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to get another run in. Here comes Arias around third and in the scores, 3-1. Castillo scored, or no, not Castillo. Arias scored, and as did Tomaney. So it's now 3-1. A two-run single by Mendez.
Now batting, number nine.
That'll bring up David Pedano. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. So Pedano will stand in. He jacked a homer in the first game. Here's the stretch. And throw back to second. And Dobie is safe. Dobie at second. Mendez at first. Three runs in here in this second inning for the Flyers. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes a count to David Pedano. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. 1-1. David, the eighth man to hit in this inning. On deck, Nolan Watson. 3-1, Dayton leading it here in the bottom of the second inning, trying to split this doubleheader. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Base it. Oh, nice job by the shortstop. And he can't go to anybody, so he holds on to it. And that's going to be an infield hit for Pedano. And that's going to bring up Nolan Watson, who grounded out to third his last time up. So, the fourth hit of the game for the Flyers, third of the inning.
Now batting, number 16.
That'll bring Nolan Watson. He said he grounded out. So, this is the second inning in a row that they've loaded the bases. Only this time they've capitalized three times. Here's a stretch by Hawkins, and he delivers. Fly ball out towards right. Coming after it is Frost. He camps underneath it and has it, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number two, but they get three runs on three hits. There are no errors. And three runners left on. At the end of two complete, it's the Flyers 3 and the Jackrabbits 1 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at ProfilerInc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Got a new catcher in there. To see who that is. Ryan McDougal was in there for Watson.
Getting off to the jack.
So
number 27, Bryce Ronkin.
McDougal was out of the was not in the original lineup. So here we go. Bryce Ronkin will step to the plate for the first time today. Ronkin is batting 278. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Has a home run, three runs batted in. He's got 10 hits, two doubles. Fly ball well hit out towards right, and that is foul. One ball, one strike to Bryce Ronkin. Ronkin, a freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 2-1 the count now. Fennell delivers. Called strike. Two balls, two strikes. So Fennell's been given a two-run lead. Going into the third, here's the windup and the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four.
Now
so that'll bring up Dagan Schramm.
Dagan Schramm.
Schramm batting 250 with no home runs, no runs batted in. Schramm is a junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota also. Fennell looking over there at first base. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Just in there, got the corner for a cold strike. Owen won the count. Schramm back in, doing the catching here in game number two. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One and one the count. Dayton, three runs, four hits, and an error. The Jackrabbits, one run, one hit, and no errors. There's a stretch by Fennell. He checks the runner over at first base. And delivers. Just misses high for a ball. 2-1. We'll be back here again tomorrow, or back here again on Sunday at noon. We're not going to have anything tomorrow. Throw over to first. Runner back. It's going to rain all day, so they moved the one game up to a double, or they moved one game to today and one game to Sunday. So two double headers. Get the four games set in. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, foul out of play. It they wanted to start early enough because people will start filing in pretty I know it's early yet, but they'll be filing in for Flyer basketball. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Schramm down swinging, and that'll bring up Reese Anderson, who reached on an error by Yaman, who had
an easy play,
and he dropped it. He scored the only run for the Jackrabbits. Here's the pitch. Foul back on a bunt. No balls and a strike with one down. Overcast skies here in Dayton today, and rain coming. Rain will be coming in. Other games today in the A-10. Marist is at Richmond as Fennell delivers. In there for called strike two. Monmouth is at George Mason. Canisius at George Washington. Fordham is at William and Mary. St. Bonaventure at Middle Tennessee. Loyola Marymount at St. Louis. Brown is at Davidson. Here's a ground ball to Arias at second base. Steps on second. Fires the first. Double play. And that's going to do it for the Flyers, or for the Jackrabbits here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 2.5, it's the Flyers 3 and the Jackrabbits 1. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at AES Ohio Stadium in Warner Field. We move to the bottom half of the third inning. The Flyers leading at 3-1. It will be Yaman, Adair, and Tomani due up, the same as it was in inning number two when they scored three times and batted around. I'll say hello to Jillian Winterstein, who was here earlier but had to go to work, so she's kind of slacking at work, I guess, eh, listening. I know I'll catch it on Sunday, won't I?
Number three, Eddie
so,
Yaman.
Go to work, Jillian. Tommy needs the money. So here we go as Eddie Yaman will stand to the plate. He was hit by pitch the first time up. Here's the pitch. Ground ball for third base side. Shortstop over, and they got him. So it goes 6-3 on the putout. Sintek to Lusky. So one up, one down. That'll bring up Michael Adair.
Number 34.
He was also hit
Michael
by a pitch.
Adair.
So Adair standing in, batting left-handed, the DH here in game number two. Here's the pitch. And there for called strike, breaking pitch. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play.
Bill.
got a new pitcher out there, Will Kent. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So two up, two down. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney walked his first time up, scored the second run of the game
now
for the Flyers.
Number one, Paxton.
Kent making his fourth appearance. He's 1-1 on the year. He's pitched 6 2/3 innings, given up 9 hits, 9 runs, 7 earned, walked 7, struck out 6, and has a 9.45 ERA. Pitches a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that, he gets hit again. That is hit batsman number 4 today.
Now batting.
That'll bring
number
up
five.
Ivan Arias. Arias was hit by a pitch in the second inning. He'll be up for the third time in as many innings. Tomaney trying to run off the paint. So two down here in the bottom of the third inning. 3-1, Dayton leading it. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike one. Will Kent is a sophomore out of Rosemont, Minnesota. Next pitch is a curveball in there for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes with two down. Nobody warming up in either bullpen. Here's a stretch by Kent. He'll runner goes, throw down to second, and he is dead to right. 2-4 on the put out, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of three complete, it's the Flyers 3 and the Jackrabbits 2, or Jackrabbits 1, back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Alejandro Cazola is now in right field for Tomaney. After Tomaney got hit.
Leading off for the Jackrabbits.
So that'll bring up the, it'll be Carter Sintek, Dawson Perry, and Cale Frost do up for the Jackrabbits here in the fourth inning. They trail it 3-1. Fennell back out there for another inning of work. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fly ball out towards right or left center field. That's going to get down and go to the wall. Two hops the wall. And stopping at second base will be Sintek. With a leadoff double. That'll bring up Dawson Perry, who singled his first time up and was thrown out 7-4.
Now batting, number 33.
Trying to stretch a single into a double. The second hit of the game for San Diego or South Dakota State. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. To Dawson Perry. Here's the Spinell sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two, or strike one. One ball, one strike. Wind blowing out. Game time temperature right now is 55 degrees. With wind blowing out towards left. Here's the pitch by Fennell. Fly ball well hit out towards left. Going back is Mendez, and it's off the wall. Here comes Syntek around to score, and going sliding head first into second base is Perry with an RBI double. Makes it now 3-2.
Now batting.
So that'll bring up Cale Frost, who struck out his first time up. So nobody out. Runner at second base. An RBI double for Dawson Perry. As they're going to get some action up down in the Dayton bullpen. Here's a pitch and a line drive out towards right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Here comes Perry. He's going to round third. Going to second is... They got him. Yes, they did. Frost is... dead at second. He goes from 9-2-4 as Perry stops at third. So that'll bring up Luke Lusky, who flied out to right his first time up.
Now batting number 9, Luke Lusky.
So Lusky will stand in. With one down, runner at third base. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out here in the third, or in the fourth. Ground ball foul into the dugout. To our left. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. To third, or to short. Over to first, got him. But a run scores. So Perry scores, makes it now 3-3.
Okay.
RBI ground out. That'll bring up Kate Stuff, who flied out to center his first time up. Here's the windup and the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Cade Stuff. Jess Bellows on deck for South Dakota State. Action down in the Dayton bullpen. A left-hander's next pitch is in there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike. Eli Majic warming up down there in the Dayton bullpen. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A ball and two strikes with two down here in the top of the fourth inning. We're tied at 3 apiece. Here's a windup by Fennell on the pitch and a ground ball. Slow roller down to Dobie at third. He's going to pick it up. Fires over to first. Got him. So that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the fourth inning. They get two runs on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on. At the end of 3.5, it's the Jackrabbits 3 and the Flyers 3 back after this.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Yeah, back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Will Kent is back out on the mound for the, I think that's him. Yeah. Will Kent still back out on the mound for the Jackrabbits, and the Flyers will send up the top of the order in Ivan Arias, Carlos Castillo, and Mason Doby. Arias was up at the plate when Paxton Tomani was thrown out at second base. So Arias will stand in. 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for South Dakota State. 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Flyers. Kent will deliver. Ground ball foul. Down into the bullpen and down to the South Dakota bullpen and over the barrier down there. Here's a stretch by Kent, and he delivers. Up high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Kent sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Over for a called strike, breaking pitch.
Boy, Bill.
The Flyers have stranded 6 runners. It was 3 in the first, 3 in the second. They didn't strand anybody in that last inning. Here's the pitch. He lost control of that one. Goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's now 2-1, or 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the leadoff hitter, Ivan Arias from Boston, Massachusetts. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards left field. Going back is the left fielder, and off the wall. Arias is rounding first. He's going to go into second standing up with a leadoff double. Arias gets another double. Arias has his second double of the year.
Now batting, number 8.
That'll bring up Carlos Castillo.
Castillo
1 for 2 on the day. He singled in the first, fly to first in the second. Here's the pitch by Kent. In there for a called strike 1. The ball is 1 strike. Catch the Dayton Flyers tonight as they take on VCU in the final home game of the regular season for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball gets away from the catcher. Tram, and going to third is Arias on the wild pitch. So the go-ahead run is 90 feet away with nobody out. Castillo back in. Standing back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Basketball Flyers will take on VCU tonight at 7 o'clock over at the arena. Catch all the action on with Larry Hanskin on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Here's the pitch. Pitch is outside for a ball. Larry's been doing that for I don't know how long. I think he does it with Josh Pastorino now. 2 balls, 2 strikes with nobody out here in the second or in the fourth. Pitch is outside for ball 3. We got basketball all day tomorrow over at the arena. High schools, there's 6 of them, starting at about 10 o'clock in the morning, I think. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It gets past Castillo, and in comes Arias. And it's a strikeout and a pass ball. And it now makes it 4-3. Flyers lead it.
Now batting. Number 2.
That'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby is 1 for 1. He singled and walked. He has an RBI here in this one. So 4-3 Flyers leading it. Kent will deliver. Inside for a ball. Nice save by Schramm. One nothing is, or 4-3 is our score. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Four runs, five hits, and an error for the Flyers. Three runs, four hits, no errors for South Dakota State. Dressed in their road gray jerseys with blue numbers and gold trim. Here's the pitch. Down low. Ball three, 3-0. Got to try and get to the at least the bottom of the fifth inning, or at least through the fifth. Here's the stretch and the pitch. And if we're called, strike one. Kent stares in at Schramm. Now he sets, looks over at first base. It rocks and fires. And if we're called, strike two, full count. On deck, David Mendez, the left fielder. Here's his pitch by Kent. Now ground ball to the second baseman. He's going to pick it up, flip it over to first. One up, or one down. Castillo will go to second. Gonna bring up David Mendez. Mendez is one for one also. He's walked and singled.
Now batting number 30, David Mendez.
So Castillo is standing at second base with one down and a run in. Mendez will stand in. He's got two RBIs on the day already. Pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Nope, 2-0 the count. Mendez, a freshman from Aldi, Virginia. Here's a stretch by Kent. And he throws back, and they got him. So Castillo gets picked off 2-4. Or 1-4. And there's two down. Two balls, no strikes to count to David Mendez with David Padano on deck. There's a stretch. Kent delivers. Ground ball third base side. Catching it is the third baseman. Ronkin over to first. They got him. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fourth inning. But they do get a run on a hit. No errors and nobody left on. At the end of four complete, it's the Flyers four and the Jackrabbits three back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Flyer Baseball is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Glad you can join us on this Friday afternoon from AES Ohio Stadium in Warner Field at the campus of the University of Dayton. Sports complex right here. We got the softball field across the street. You got UD Arena. Got the practice field for UD. And then, of course, Welcome Stadium where the Flyers play. And they do not own it. But welcome, Stadium.
Leading off for the Jackrabbits is number one, Jess Bellows.
Jess Bellows will lead it off. He's flying out to center field his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Connor Fennell back out on the mound for another inning. And a work here's a fly ball out towards Mendez in left field. And he has it one up, one down, one pitch, one out. They'll bring up Bryce Ronken, who walked and was
now batting number 27.
Was Bryce out at second base.
Ronken.
On a ground out, it was a double play in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Check swing. And did he go? No, he did not. The third base umpire says no. Bryce McCullough, who was the home plate umpire, says no. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Here's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Ground ball, first base side, and into the Dayton bullpen. Eli Magic warming up over there. Count goes to two balls and one strike. There's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. They get out of this inning and the game will be official. Here's a windup and a pitch. Line drive out towards right and foul into the Dayton bullpen once again. Count stays, two balls, two strikes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Misses outside for a ball, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one down here in the fifth. There's a pop-up. Going out is Castillo, and he's got it, and that's going to do it. That's two down. They bring up Dagan Schramm. Schramm struck out his first time up.
Now batting number 13. Dagan
Schramm. Here's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. A little high for a ball, one ball, no strike. Defensively now for the Flyers. Got some changes. Carzola is in right, replacing Tomani. Here's the windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ball and two strikes. Make it 0-1. Here's the windup and the pitch. Up high for a ball. Make it 2-1. And McDougal's behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Up high. So it goes like this. Yaman, Arias, Castillo, Dobie, the infield, Mendez, Padano, Carzola in the outfield. McDougal behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. 3-2 the count. There's a ground ball. Arias picks it up, fires over to Yaman. He's got to tag him, and he does so. So it goes 4-3 on the put out. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After 4.5, it's the Flyers 4 and the Jackrabbits 3. Back after this. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, your score, Flyers 4 and the Jackrabbits 3. Other games in the A-10 going on right now in the top half of the first inning. Marist and Richmond, no score. Top of the 10th inning It's George Mason and Monmouth all tied at 5 apiece. Canisius and George Washington just getting started. They're no score in the first. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it'll be Fordham at William and Mary. 4 o'clock, St. Bonaventure at Middle Tennessee. Also, Loyola Marymount at St. Louis. Brown is at Davidson, and UMass is at Elon. 6 o'clock, it'll be St. Joseph's at USC Wilmington, and at 7 o'clock, Rhode Island is at Texas A&M. So here comes David Padano to the plate, lead off the fifth inning for the Flyers. They lead it 4-3. This is now an official game. Kent back out there for another inning of work. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Other games in the Summit League. Northern Colorado leads, and Georgia are no score at the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. 4 o'clock, Omaha takes on SIU Edwardsville. 5 o'clock, St. Thomas will take on Illinois Chicago. At 7 o'clock, UMass Lowell will be at Oral Roberts, foul back by Padano. And finally, North Carolina State, or North Dakota State, will be at Southeastern Louisiana. Kent sets and delivers. Down low for ball three, 3-2, or 3-0 the count. Or make it 2-2. Scoreboard's all over the place. David 1-for-2 here in the second game. Here's the pitch. Inside ball three, 3-2 the count. Dayton 4 runs, 5 hits and an error. South Dakota State 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Dayton has stranded 6. South Dakota State has yet to strand anybody. Here's a pitch and a fly ball out towards left. Getting down and getting past the left fielder. David's going to run. He's going to round second and stop right there with a stand-up leadoff double here in the fifth inning. That'll bring up McDougal.
Now batting, number 55,
Ryan McDougal. Batting for the first time today here in game number 2. McDougal, left-hander from Massachusetts, standing in. Here's a pitch, called strike one. The ball's one strike. Dayton getting beat 8-5 in game number 1. Breaking a 3-game winning streak. Here's a pitch inside for ball one. Trying to start one today. They got South Dakota State doubleheader on Sunday. They'll travel to Northern Kentucky on Tuesday and then return on Wednesday against Bowling Green State University. Here's a stretch and the 1-1 pitch. And down in the dirt, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. David Padano led off the inning with a double out to left field. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. The ball's 2 strikes. Oh, and 2 the count. Here's their pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So McDougal out swinging. That'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Eddie was hit by a pitch and grounded out to short.
Now batting number 3, Eddie Yaman.
So Yaman will stand in, going 0-for-1. His miscue at first base at the first batter of the game led to a run. Here's a pitch. Down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Outfield straight away for Yaman. 3-1 330 down the line. 375 to the outfield. Outfield alleys in right and left center field. 400 to dead center. A pop-up on the infield. Calling for it is Stuff and has it. So two down. That'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair has been hit by a pitch and struck out.
Now batting, number 34, Michael Adair.
So Adair will stand in, batting left-handed, 0 for 1 today. He has scored the first run of the game for the Flyers. Pitches inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Action down in the Jackrabbit bullpen. There's a stretch by Kent. Looks back at second base. Padano, good lead. Here's a fly ball left side, out of play. One ball, one strike, the count. Pitches inside for a ball, 2-1. Four-three is our score here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch. And if we're called strike two, two balls and two strikes with two down. Here's the pitch. Check swing, did not go, 3-2. Paxton Tomani on deck. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. 3-2. The count stays. Kent towing the rubber once again. Now he sets. He'll check back at second base and fire. Called strike three. Caught looking. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fifth inning. They left an opening or leadoff double with Padano out at second base. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of five complete. It's the Flyers 4 and the Jackrabbits 3 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Four to three is our score. Four runs, six hits, and an error for the Flyers. Three runs, four hits, no errors for the Jackrabbits. And we move to the sixth inning.
Anderson.
It'll bring up the top of the order. Reese Anderson, Carter Sintek, and Dawson Perry. Fennell back out for his sixth inning of work. Fennell has gone. Haven't changed yet. Here's the pitch. Inside there for a called strike. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ground ball just foul down the third base line. Just barely foul. Ball and two strikes to count. One ball, two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter, Reese Anderson, who is 0 for 2. Here's a pitch and a fly ball hit out towards Padano in left center field. It's going to just past him. Goes all the way to the wall. Anderson's going to round second. He's going to go into third with a stand-up triple to lead off the sixth inning. To make matters worse, Padano slipped out there. And with this, it's a little wet out there now. So when it gets wet out there, it's very slick. It's almost like being on ice sometimes if you're sliding. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Carter Sintek, who doubled his last time up. He's 1 for 2. Here's the windup and the pitch. And if we're called strike one, one ball, one strike. Magic warming up in the bullpen down and to our right. Here's the pitch. And that hit him. So that puts runners at first and second, or first and third, I should say. Going to bring up Dawson Perry, who doubled. He's 2 for 2. He's doubled and singled. Scored a run. 4-3 is our score. Runners at first and third with nobody out. Cale Frost on deck. And we're going to have a visit by Jason King, and that could be all for Fennell. Fennell has gone 5 innings, given up 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned. Walked 1, struck out 2, gave up a double and a triple. He threw 73 pitches. So we're going to have a pitching change. Eli Magic will come in for the Flyers, and we'll be back with more after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Eli Magic is on the mound for the Dayton Flyers, and Eli is making his fifth appearance. He started one game. He's pitched 4 2/3 innings, given up 6 hits, 8 runs, 7 of them earned. He's walked 6, struck out 6, has a 13.50 ERA. Eli out of Cincinnati. I believe he went to, if I'm not mistaken, I think he went to St. X. Eli's 6'7 senior from Cincinnati, went to St. Xavier High School down there in Cincinnati. Four to three is our score as he takes over here in the seventh inning, or in the sixth inning. 4-3 is the score. Runners at first and third with nobody out. Anderson at third, Sintek at first. He'll face Dawson Perry. So Fennell is responsible for those two out there on the mound, or out there on the diamond right now. Magic staring in over at first base. Here's the pitch. Ball gets past the catcher, McDougal, and going down to second base is Sintek. But Anderson stayed put. So, runners at first, it's now at second and third with nobody out. 0-1 the count to Perry. Here's a pitch by Magic. Foul back out of play, 1-1. They're stirring around in the Dayton bullpen. Magic stares in at McDougal. Now he sets. He'll check the runner at second base and fire. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ball and two strikes the count to Dawson Perry. On deck, Cale Frost. One ball, two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Flyers leading at 4-3. Magic trying to hold this one for Fennell. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Perry is out.
Now batting, number 24. Cale.
That'll bring up Cale Frost. Frost on the day is 1-for-2. He tried to stretch a single into a double and got tossed. He was thrown out 9-2-4. One ball and no strikes the count to Cale Frost. Runners at second and third with one down. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. There's a stretch by Magic. And delivers a 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls or two balls and a strike. 4-3 is our score. Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch by Magic. Outside. Nice save by McDougal. 3-1. First base is open. Eli sets and delivers the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes, one down here in the sixth. Some kind of peeking out in the west here. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hit out towards Padano. He's got it. Now here comes a run in from Hall or from third. And we're tied at 4 apiece. So it's now 4-4.
Now batting, number 9, Luke Lusky.
That'll bring up Luke Lusky. Lusky is 0-for-2. He grounded out to short his last time up, knocked in a run. So we're tied at 4 here in the sixth. Magic delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. A.D. Neil Sullivan was in here. 0-1 to count. Two down here in the sixth. Low down side. 1-1 to count. Magic looking at his wrists. Gets the sign. Now he sets. Looks back at second base. And he'll throw back. Count is one ball, one strike to count. Is one ball, one strike to Lusky. Here's a stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Ball and two strikes. Runner at second base with two down. Magic delivers. Down low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two out. A run in for the Jackrabbits. Here's a pitch and a foul back. Count stays 2-2. Magix looks back at second base. Roxon delivers a 2-2. Foul back into the screen. Nice catch by Pete Sask off the screen. There's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards Padano. Padano has to back up on it. And it's got a beat on it and catches it. And that's going to do it for the Jackrabbits here in the sixth inning. They do get a run on a hit. No errors, a runner left on, and at the end of five and a half, it's the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, 4, the Dayton Flyers, 4 back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. To the bottom of the sixth inning we go. It'll be Tomaney, then the top of the order, and Arias and Castillo.
Number 14, Alejandro Cazorla.
I'll take that back. Carzola will hit for Tomaney as he came in as and he gets plunked. So the first pitch Carzola sees, and he heads down to first base.
Now batting, number five, Ivan.
So it'll be Arias standing in. Ivan Arias doubled his last time up. He's one for one. He's walked and got hit by a pitch, scored the third run of the game for the Flyers. We're tied at four apiece here as we play in the sixth. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. To Ivan Arias, runner at first base in Carzola. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher, but nobody going anywhere. That's Cazola, not Carzola. What am I talking about here? Cazola getting a good lead over at first base. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike two. One ball and two strikes to count. 4-6-1 for the Flyers, 4-5-0 for the Jackrabbits. Here's the pitch. Ball goes in the dirt. Down goes Cazola, and they got him. It's 2-4 on the put out. Two balls and two strikes to count. So Ivan Arias at the plate with a two ball, two strike count. Kent sets and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit into center field. Arias picks up his second hit in a row. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo.
Number 8, Carlos Castillo.
Carlos is 1-for-3 on today. Singled in the first, flied to first in the second inning, and struck out, went to second on a pass ball, or went to first on a pass ball that was thrown out, 1-4. Got picked off at second base. Here's a pitch, down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes to Carlos Castillo. On deck, it'll be Mason Doby. Flyers home on Sunday, doubleheader, noon start. Here's a pitch, inside, called strike. 1-1 to count. They'll be on the road on Tuesday down to Northern Kentucky to take on the Norris, and then back here on Wednesday before they head out on the road. Forget where they go. They'll go to Eastern Illinois for 3. Throw over to first. Then they got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9 game road trip coming up after the Bowling Green game. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch misses outside for ball 2. They go to Eastern Illinois, Eastern Kentucky, Butler for 2 doubleheaders, and Ohio University. Hoping to have those doubleheaders over at Butler for you. Hoping to, whether or not we can or not. It's up to Butler. Foul tip. Got the catcher Schramm on the hand. That hurts. Umpire going out to give him a little time to shake it off. So here's Kent once again, sets and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Runner goes, ground ball to third base. Third baseman fires over to first, got it. Runner moves up. Arias moves over to second. That'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby on the day is 1-for-2.
Mason.
He walked single in a run in the second and also grounded out to second base. Two down here in the sixth. 4-4 is our score. Doby standing in, batting left-handed. Here's the stretch and the pitch. This is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch and fly ball, left side. After it is left fielder, bellows and runs out of room. One ball, one strike. Light rain coming down here at the field. Or as Joe Nuxhall used to say, at the old ball orchard. Here's a pitch. Foul back. 1-2 to count. Four-four is our score. We're 7-1. The Flyers have stranded seven. Here's a ground ball to the second baseman. Over to first. Got it. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth. No runs on a hit. No errors. A runner left on at the end of six complete. It's the Flyers 4 and the Jackrabbits 4 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Eli Majic got back out on the mound for another inning. And he will face Stuff, Bellows, and Ronkin due up here in the top of the seventh inning.
Number four, Kay Stuff.
So Stuff will stand in. Stuff on the day is 0-2 here in the second game. Magic, nice pitch, and it got McDougal in the back of the knee. No balls in the strike. Stuff standing in, batting left-handed. Ground ball to Arias. Nice save by Arias. Fires over to first. Got him. Nice diving save. He got the ground ball and threw Stuff out at first. Nice job by Ivan Arias. That'll bring up Jess
now
Bellows. He's 0-2.
Number one, Jess Bellows.
Bellows has flied out to right or left and center. Padana was way over in right, almost left center field. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. The Pirate first base said, yep. Uh-huh. 0-1 to count. One out here in the seventh inning. Magic getting the sign from McDougal. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Magic staring at his wrist, getting the sign. Now he sets in a 1-1 pitch. Misses low for ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike with one down here in the seventh inning. Magic rocks and fires the 2-1, and that hits him. I've seen so many hit batters today. So that puts Bellows on at first. Ronkin will come to the plate. He's walked and grounded out, or flight out to short.
Ronkin.
I was talking to one of the. Here's the pitch. Pitches down low for a ball. One ball, no strike. I was talking to one of the ball players from South Dakota State, Nate Buston. 14-hour trip. They did the smart thing. They broke it up into halves. 7 hours one day, 7 hours the next day. Tommy Winterstein back out onto the mound, or out to the mound to talk to Eli. Nick Wisman warming up in the Dayton bullpen. We play here in the top of the seventh inning. One ball, no strikes. The count, one out here in the top of the seventh inning with a runner on. Four runs, five hits, and no errors for South Dakota State. Four runs, seven hits, and an error for the Dayton Flyers. Flyers got three in the second, one in the fourth. The Jackrabbits got one in the first, two in the fourth, one in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, or two balls, no strikes. Two and oh the count as Magic sets and looks over at first base. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Eli getting the sign. We'll set to deliver the 1-0 pitch. I bet you it's a strike. Yep. Right down the middle of the plate. And Rockin was taken the entire time. Magic looking over at first. Now he fires. Ball four. That may be it for him.
Now batting, number 13, Dagan Schramm.
Dagan Schramm will come to the plate. He's 0 for 2 on the day. He struck out swinging in the third and grounded out to second his last time up. Double play looked very good right about now. And that's going to do it for Eli Magic. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the particulars on Nick Wisman back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Nick Wisman on the mound now for the Dayton Flyers. Nick, a graduate of Chaminade Julianne High School here in Dayton. Won a couple of state titles with them down there in 18 and 19, I believe. So Nick will come to the mound. He's making his seventh appearance. He's 1-0 on the year with three saves. He's pitched 12 and a third innings, given up seven hits, five runs, all earned. Walked one and struck out 14. He's got a 3.65 ERA, and teams are batting 163 against him. So you kind of wonder how these both of you guys are waiting on deck for the Jackrabbits. Are there checking him out big time because he comes underneath. So he's finishing up his warm-ups. We had him on as our player profile for the Toledo game. Hope to have another player on Sunday. Player profiles, fun to do. Makes the kids think a little bit too.
Number six, Jordan Sagadol.
So we got a new hitter out for the Jackrabbits, and Jordan Sagadol hitting for Schramm. Swing and a miss, strike one. So Sagadol batting for Schramm. Throw back to second. So you got Bellows at second, Ronkin at first. Bellows was hit by a pitch and Ronkin walked. Wisman sets, looks back at second base and fires. Line drive out towards left. That's going to get down. Mendez has it. He's going to fire in at home. It's going to be cut off. And the bases are now loaded with Jackrabbits.
Now batting, so, number 18, Reese.
So Reese Anderson will step to the plate. He is he tripled his last time up. He is 1-for-3. So the go-ahead run is 90 feet away down at third base. Bases loaded with one down. Double play would look nice right now. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. To Reese Anderson. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Foul back into the screen. 0-2 the count. Wisman taking a look at his wrist to get the sign from the dugout. New technology. Keeps from stealing the signs, that's for sure. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. One of the questions I asked Nick the other day was, do you hear anything out of the other dugout? Here's a little grounder to second, or to short, over to first, or over to second for one out, and another run comes in. Or a run comes in, it's now 5-4.
Now batting, number two, Carter Sintek.
Carter Sintek will step to the plate. Five to four is our score. Jackrabbits leading it. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ground ball, third base side. Doby over to first. Got him. That's going to do it for the Jackrabbits. They do get a run on a hit. No errors, two runners left, and at the end of 6.5, it's the Jackrabbits 5 and the Flyers 4 back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Everybody.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To the bottom of the seventh inning we go. Flyers trail at 5-4. They were up 3-1 at one time. And the Jackrabbits have come back to take the lead. David Mendez will lead it off for the Flyers. He is 1-for-2 today. Walked, singled in two runs in the second inning, and has grounded out to third. Kent back out there for his fifth inning of work, and there goes the bat out of his hands and all the way. That's a good shot put there. It went all the way over past the dugout. Thought that was careful leaving here. Coach King has it. He has the bat now. Now he has to see if they're going to put some pine tar on it. So Mendez will step back into the batter's box. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Jackrabbits. 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Flyers. Jackrabbits trying to sweep the doubleheader here. Mendez squares around, takes called strike two. Rain coming down here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium as Kent steps and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt for ball one. 1-2. Flyers lost the first game 8-5. Trail at 5-4 in this one. Here's a pitch and a swing. And it goes up bad again. This time it hits the screen. That's strike three. Saw that down in Northern Kentucky last year, or a couple of years ago, where ball one bat went flying clear over to We're going to have a little discussion by the umpires. They may call it. They may say this is that. They're going to call the guys off the field or something. I don't know. So Mendez is back in there. There's 1-2 the count. So take the strikeout away. So here's a stretch. I don't know the ruling on that. Here's a pitcher and a ground ball hit to third base. Sending it over. Ronkinitz goes past the first baseman. Mendez is going to go into second base sliding. And that's going to be an error on the third baseman. As he throws it away. So the tying run is out at second base.
Now batting. Number 9.
So that'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano doubled his last time up. He's 2-for-3. Single doubled and struck out. So an error on the third baseman, Ronkin. Five to four is our score with the tying run standing out at second base. The go-ahead run at the plate in David Pedano. He's had quite a day. Here's the pitch. He squares around the bunt. Misses, and they miss low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Rain is coming down here, Dayton. Here's the pitch, and they score around the bunt again. Pedano takes the pitch outside for ball two. 2-0 the count. On deck is Ryan McDougal. Throw back to second, and it goes into center field. I think they called a balk on that one. They called a balk. I don't know what it. Thought he had second. Thought he went to third, but I guess not. Okay. Ball three. Three balls and a strike to David Pedano. Mendez has been out there having a crazy time. Inside ball four, so the runners at first and second with nobody out. That's going to bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal in that first game was 0 for 2.
Number 55. Ryan McDougal.
So, coach is coming out from South Dakota State. Talk to his pitcher. Maybe have a pitching change here. As Kent's been out there for five innings. He's thrown 72 pitches, so he may be on the out. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Glad you can be along with us here on this Friday afternoon. Glad you can spend your Friday with us. So here we go as McDougal will step back in to the plate. McDougal batting left-handed from Massachusetts. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Ryan as he squares around a bunt. It takes a strike. The ball's one strike. Here's the pitch. And it got him. Called strike. As Coach King coming in. Now they're going to have a powwow once again. See if it hit him. Right now, the temperature is 56 degrees, and every time you get hit, that hurts. Oh, And they're going to call it a strike. A little light rain in the area right now. There's a pitch and a fly ball back out of play. Look out, 75. So Kent out there once again, trying to close out this inning. Nobody out. Here's a pitch. Down low and outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes to count to Ryan McDougal. Mendez at second, Pedano at first. Mendez reached on an error. Pedano was walked. Here's the pitch. And now that hits him. And the bases are now loaded.
Now batting, number three, Eddie Yaman.
They'll bring up Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Eddie is 0 for 2 on the day in this one. So bases loaded, nobody out, and we're going to have a pitching change as Kent's done for the day. We'll be back with a new pitcher right after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Dylan Dreesen on the mound for the Jackrabbits, and he pitched in game number one. He pitched two-thirds of an inning, had a strikeout, and had 11 pitches. So he's back into the game in this one. He inherits bases loaded with nobody out. And coming to the plate is Eddie Yaman, the fourth. So, stepping in is Yaman. There's a pitch and a foul back out of play. On deck, Michael Adair. 5-4 is our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Misses high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Here's a stretch on the pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes to count to Yaman. Yaman steps back in. Runners everywhere, all the bases. Mendez at third, Pedano at second, McDougal at first. And filled in a little bit. Double play depth. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. back here again on Sunday for a doubleheader beginning at noon. And then they had, I think they take a trip to Kansas State on Wednesday. Pitch it down low for a ball. 3-2. South Dakota State goes to take on Kansas State on Wednesday and then to Oral Roberts on Friday. Three balls, two strikes to count. Here's a stretch by Dreesen. Ball four, runner comes in. So Yama knocks in a run. That ties the game up at five.
Now batting, number 34, Michael.
That'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair has was hit by a pitch, scored the first run of the game for the Flyers. He's also struck out and struck out twice. Once looking, once swinging. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Tie score. This is inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. On deck, Alejandro Cazola. Dreesen sets and delivers. Just misses for a ball. 3-0. No place to put him. Got Padano at third. McDougal at second. And Yaman at first. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. You knew that was coming. Three balls and a strike with nobody out here in the seventh inning. One run in. We're tied at five. Here's the pitch. Fly ball will hit out towards left. Going back to the left fielder. Going back. Grand slam home run. Double. Did it hit? Did it bounce? It bounced over. Okay. The bounce is over. It looked like Adair almost had a grand salami there. So two runs come in. Yaman's going to stop at third, or stop at second. McDougal is going to come around to score.
Now batting for the Flyers.
So Adair's standing at second base, and Yaman's over at third. Two runs score in. Come in. I didn't see it bounce, that's why. First pitch to Cazola is in there for a called strike one. Pitch is a ball? Yeah. It's starting to darken up just a little bit more, too. 7-5 is our score. Three runs scored here in this inning for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nobody going anywhere as the ball gets away. Here's a pitch. Ball got away from the pitcher on that one. Two balls, two strikes to count. McDougal scored. Padano scored. Mendez scored. And there's still nobody out. Talk about one of those big innings the Flyers are used to having. Here's 3-2. Three runs in this inning. Looking for more. They got two more standing out there on the bases. Dreesen sets and delivers. Breaking pitch up high for ball four. So Cazola is on with a walk, and that loads the bases once again.
Now batting number five.
That'll bring up the top of the order, and Ivan Arias. Arias is 2-for-2 today. A double and a single. A walk, and he was also hit by a pitch. So 7-5 is our score. Ball in the dirt for a ball. One ball and no strikes. It's getting a little wet out there, it looks like. You can't tell it on the field. And you can't see it. You can't see the rain all that well. It's a light mist. It's a light rain. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Ball gets away, and in comes another run. As Yaman scores, that makes it now 8-5. So that puts Adair over at third and Cazola at second. So now we're going to have a pitching change, I think, and it's Dreesen is done for the day. So the new pitcher will face the top of the order in Arias and Castillo and Dobie. Nobody out. Four runs here in the seventh inning. And we're going to be back with more after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
And back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Kind of a rainy afternoon. New pitcher on the mound is Jude Sundquist. He's a redshirt freshman from Chisholm, Minnesota. Trying to find his stats here. So Jude Sundquist is the new pitcher for the Jackrabbits. There we go. Sundquist is making his first appearance. I want to send a special congratulations out to some people that I know. They're going to be inducted into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame here in Dayton. Tom Michaels, who has helped us out last year and is going to help us out again this year when it comes to calling some games. Tom Michaels worked at ABC 22 and Fox 45 for a long time and also worked at WHIO. Jamie Jarosik, who is the morning meteorologist over at Channel 2. Guy Fogle, who I've known for years, he used to work all four of the stations here in town in 2-7, 22, and 45, and he was a sportscaster. And videographer Chuck Hamlin, who just retired this year. So congratulations to all them. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. They'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame, into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, I think in September. So now Tom Michaels, he'll say, well, it's Hall of Fame Tom Michaels now. Ball four. So that's going to put Arias on at first base with a walk. And that'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Still nobody out, bases loaded.
Number eight, Carlos Castillo.
So here's that big run that we've been talking about. Mason Dobie on deck. Sundquist stares in. Now he kicks and fires. And a ground ball third base side. Foul. Just out of play. Eight to five is our score. 8-9-1 for the Flyers. 5-6-1 for the Jackrabbits. They won the first game 8-5. Sundquist delivers. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Still nobody out. Infield in for possible play at the plate. Lusky, Stuff, Syntek, and Ronkin all in on the grass. Here's a pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two and one to count. Dobie on deck. There's a stretch by Sundquist. Checks the runners, now fires. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Supposed to have rain all day tomorrow, so they've canceled, they postponed the games till Sunday. Double dip on Sunday beginning at noon. We'll have it for you right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. Sundquist rocks and fires a 2-2. Ball gets away. Here comes a run in from third. And Adair. Now 9-5. Runners move up. So that puts Cazola at third. Arias goes to second. Now the head coach Bishop is out talking to the home plate umpire about something. Nothing animated. They're just discussing something. It's three balls and two strikes with runners at second and third with nobody out. Five runs in here in the seventh inning. Have given the Flyers a 9-5 lead. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out with Arias at second, and Cazola, who came in for Tilmaney, is at third. Sundquist will toe the rubber once again. He gets a sign, and here's delivers the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. First out of the inning goes to Carlos Castillo, and that'll bring up Mason Dobie, who's 1-for-3 on the day. He's walked, singled, grounded out to second twice. Dobie will stand in, batting left-handed, infield in. Sundquist delivers outside and high for ball. One ball, no strikes. Sundquist delivers. Here's the pitch. Misses low for ball. 2-0. 9-1 for the Flyers. It's 5-6-1 for the Jackrabbits. Here's the pitch by Sundquist. Down low. Nice save by the catcher. Schramm. Three balls, no strikes. One down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Five runs in. Here's the pitch. And another ball gets away. Here comes another run in to score. Cazola scores. It's now 10-5. Arias moves to third. Dobie, the tenth man to hit, or the ninth man to hit this inning. He walks. Now going to bring up David Mendez, who led off the inning with a
Hernandez.
Ground to third, and the third baseman threw it wild. So he started the inning off. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate. A six-run seventh inning for the Flyers. Another one of those games where it where they get a lot of runs in one inning. Pitches inside to Mendez. One ball, one strike. Sundquist sets. Looks at first and delivers. Misses low for a ball. 2-1. Sundquist sets, delivers the 2-1. Oh, no, he throws over to first. Dobie had to dive back into the bag. Arias getting a good lead at third. Dobie at first. Here's the pitch. Fly ball foul back out of play. Count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pretty soon the Flyer faithful will be coming in here for basketball. Time is 3:10. Game starts in about 4 hours. Ball throws over. They throw the ball over to first. Next up for the basketball Flyers after tonight will be the 8-10 tournament. The ladies, they lost the other night. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Dobie's got to go to second. Time called. Changing out baseballs. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at second and third. Arias at second and Dobie Arias at third, Dobie at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Mendez is out swinging. And that'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano walked in this inning, but he's also doubled and singled. Struck out. So two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away, and Arias is going to stay put. Dobie standing at second base. Arias at first. One ball, no strikes count to David Pedano. Sundquist sets. There's a left-hander up in the bullpen. Ball bounced on the turf. Count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes with 2 down. Ten to five is our score. Dayton leading it. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Two balls, one strike, one out, or two out. Sundquist sets and delivers the 2-1 pitch. Down low, 3-1. Looks like Wisman is back up again. Three balls, one strike, two outs here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball four. Bases are loaded once again. I don't know how many walks they've had all year.
Now batting, number 55,
Ryan McDougal will step to the plate for the second time. He was hit by a pitch the first time up. He came in the fifth inning. We got a new pitcher coming in for the Jackrabbits, and we'll be back with more after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
New pitcher on the mound for the Jackrabbits, Charlie Jacobson, making his third appearance. He's pitched two innings, given up two hits, three runs, all earned, walked five, struck out two, and has a 1.350 ERA. He'll face McDougal here. He's herky-jerky, a left-hander. Pitches down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jacobson is from Marshall, Minnesota. He's a redshirt freshman. That pitch is in there for a called strike. Nobody in the date. Well, that was well hit. I don't know where it went, but it's hit pretty well by McDougal. Jacobson delivers. Breaking pitch, misses for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Two out with bases loaded. McDougal batting for the second time here in this inning. Here's the pitch. Outside ball three, 3-2. Bases are loaded. You got Padano at first. Dobie at second. Arias at third. Six runs in this inning alone. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Here comes one run in. Here comes another run in. And going to third is Padano. And it's now 12-5. So they've scored eight runs here in this inning.
Now batting, number three.
So that'll bring
Eddie
up
Yaman.
Eddie Yaman, who walked his last time up. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Yaman was hit by, that's a single. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Yaman walked his last time up. He's also 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A ball and two strikes with two down. An 8-run seventh inning. There's a stretch by Jacobson. And he delivers. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped. .12-5 is our score. .12-10-1 for the Flyers. .5-6-1 for the Jackrabbits. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Count stays 1-2 strikes. Or 2-2 strikes. I'm sorry. 2-2 strikes. Jacobson out on the mound. Now he sets into he'll throw over to first base. He had a funky move over to first. It's a stretch by Jacobson, and he pitches. In there for called strike. Breaking pitch got over. Yaman is out on strikes, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the seventh inning. They get
we are only
8 runs.
1 month away from our annual game at Day Air Ballpark.
Eight runs on the hits.
The Eastern Kentucky Colonels on Tuesday.
They mostly walks. They're all walks, except maybe.
Visit DaytonDragons.com to purchase your
one,
tickets.
Two hits. 8 runs on 2 hits. The rest were all walks. There were no errors, and 3 runners left on. At the end of 7, it's the Flyers 12. And the Jackrabbits 5 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Nick Wisman out on the mound now for the Flyers. Pitched in that first game.
Leading off the Jack Rabbits, number 33, Dawson Perry.
So Wisman will go to the mound. He's pitched, he's in the seventh appearance. He's pitched, he's 1-0 with 3 saves. 12 in the third inning. Given up 7 hits, 5 runs. First pitch is a ball, 1-0, no strikes. Oh, he's already been in. Sorry about that, folks. I thought he was in. It's just been a long day. 1-0 the count. Wisman sets and delivers the 1-0. And if we're called strike. He will face Perry, Frost, and Lusky here in the bottom of the or top of the eighth inning. Wisman delivers. Ground ball, high chopper. Going to be picked up by the shortstop. Oh, the first got him. Nice job by the shortstop and Carlos Castillo. Nails Perry at first base. They bring up Cale Frost. Frost
now
had a sack fly to center field last time up in the sixth inning. Otherwise, he is 1-for-2. One down here in the eighth. Dayton leading it by 7, 12-5. Wisman sets and will deliver the first pitch. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one, fastball. Tailing fastball. 0-1 to count. Wisman sets and delivers the 0-1. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Called strike anyway. Back here again on Sunday afternoon, noon start. We'll be on the air at 11:30. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. Ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one down as Nick Wisman will set and deliver the 1-2 pitch. Another foul back this time into the screen. Count stays one ball, two strikes. Wisman rocks and fires. This is low for ball three, 3-2. Make it 2-2. Scoreboard operator's just really that fast. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Got the inside corner of the plate. Two down. That'll bring up Luke Lusky. Lusky 0-for-3 on the day. He has an RBI on the ground out.
Now batting, number 9, Luke Lusky.
After this series, the Dayton Flyers will go on the road. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike one, they'll go on the road to Northern Kentucky on Tuesday. Come home to play Bowling Green on Wednesday. And head to Eastern Illinois, Eastern Kentucky, Butler, and Ohio University. Next pitch is called strike two. The ball's two strikes. Flyer fans, now you get a chance to come out and see your Flyers play. Wisman delivers outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Wisman sets and delivers the 1-2. It's ground ball right to Castillo. He's going to fire over. One hops to first and got him. That's going to do it for the Jackrabbits in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And at the end of 7.5, it's the Flyers 12 and the Jackrabbits 5. Back after this.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth. Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. To the bottom of the eighth inning we go, 12-5, Flyers leading it. Hoping that this will be their final time at the plate. They will send up Michael Adair, Alejandro Cazola, and Ivan Arias. Tw- 12 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Flyers. 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Jackrabbits. And Adair will stand in. Adair has been a DH all afternoon.
Now batting for the Flyers.
He's 1-4-3. Doubled and scored his last time up. Here's a pitch. And he gets hit now.
Now batting for the Flyers.
One number pitch 14, and gets hit.
Alejandro Pizzola.
So Cazola coming up to the plate for the Flyers. Cazola came in for Tomani after he was hit by a pitch and he walked. Takes first pitch of ball, one ball, no strikes. Jacobson sets, looks over at first base, now fires. Foul back into the screen, one ball, one strike. Connor Fennell started the game. Pitched pretty good. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays up high at the letters, called strike two. One ball, two strikes the count. 12-5 is our score. Jacobson delivers. Ball gets away from the catcher and safely into second goes Adair. Two balls, two strikes the count to Alejandro Cazola. Here's the pitch. And dirt. They're not going anywhere with the score 12-5. No need to. 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes, no out. Runner at second base, Michael Adair. Cazola standing in. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Ball four.
Now batting. Number 5, Ivan Arias.
Trying to figure out how many walks they've had today. Not as much as I thought they had. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. Dane's been hit a total of about 4 times here in this game. Here's the pitch. Down in dirt. Nice save by Schramm. One ball, one strike the count. Here's the pitch by Jacobson. Ground ball this time to the shortstop. Over to second for one, and that's all they were going to get. So, Syntec to stuff. So, one down, runners move up.
Nobody. Number 8, Carlos Castillo.
Arias is at first base on the fielder's choice. Adair goes to third. Cazola is out 6-4 on the putout. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo singled in the first. And it's been 0 for, well, he's 1 for 5. Takes first pitch, ball. One ball, no strikes. Throw over to first. Jacobson sets. Runner goes at first. They were going to try and throw it right back to the Jacobson, but Arias went ahead and stole second base. 2-0 the count to Carlos Castillo. Glad you can join us on this Friday afternoon. Baseball time in Dayton, Ohio. Here's the pitch. 2-1 the count. Outside ball three, 3-1. First base is open, though. Jacobson stares in. Now he sets, and they'll check the runners at second and third and fire inside ball four. Castillo is on. So we've had hit batsman and two walks
number
here.
Two,
just
Mason Derby.
First pitch is in there for a called strike to Mason Dobie. We'll try and see how many walks we had, but can't count them all up. Here's the pitch. Ground ball lined out to right field in the bullpen. I tell you, in the seventh inning, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 walks. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-2 the count. 12-5 is our score here at Warner Field in game two of our doubleheader. The first game was won by the Jackrabbits. 8-5. Here's the pitch. This is high for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch and a fly ball. Well hit out towards center field. Going back is the center fielder, Anderson. And he's underneath it. Has it. There's two down. As going to second. Let's see. We had another run scored. And going to all the runners.
Now batting. Number 30. David Mendez.
So Arias is at third. Dobie's at second. Mendez is at the plate. No, he's Mendez. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Castillo is out at second base. And Mendez is at the plate. Dobie flagged. Here we go. So we'll get back in action here. It's one ball, two strikes to count to David Mendez. Mendez has a single and a walk, two walks. And he's grounded out twice to second base. So two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the pitch. And the dirt for ball one. Or ball three, I'm sorry. Ball three. It's been a long day, folks. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards left. That's going to get down. That's going to get a couple of runs in. Ball goes all the way to the wall. Mendez is going to end up at second base with a double, a two-run double. And it's now 14-5, 15-5. So they scored 8 runs in the seventh inning, now 3 here, and that's going to do it. They called the game. Run rule. So that's going to do it here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. The final score, 15-5.
That concludes today's doubleheader. The final score, the Jackrabbits.
So the Jackrabbits, and the Flyers, they split a doubleheader.
We'll see you back at Warner Field.
That has been a wild day, I tell you.
As the Flyers.
We'll have the totals of walks coming up on Sunday. So, once again, the final score, 15-5. See what the final stats are. We're going to do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. So your final score here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, the Dayton Flyers win it 15-5 in 8 innings. Run rule, mercy rule, and so they'll go back at it again on Sunday with a noon start. We'll be on the air about 11:30 with all the previews and so forth, the player preview, and coaches talk to coach about today's games. So once again, your final score, 15-5, 15 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Flyers, 5 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Jackrabbits, and I don't see, let's see, Connor Fennell got the win, and Sam Schlecht got the loss, so I think that's right. So, that's going to do it for us. We will talk to you again on Sunday afternoon beginning at 11:30. So this is Doug Brown saying so long from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Your final score once again, the Flyers 15 and the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State 5. Back after, this has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. Thank you for listening to Flyer Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lily's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.